I'm Bari Zardioni. Good evening. Welcome once again to Education at the Crossroads. My name is Basir M. Chowie. In the studio with us right now, we have Carl Dix, longtime activist, somebody who considers himself to be a revolutionary. And, well, he's here to, talk about what's actually going on in Brooklyn, because I know he's got some feet on the ground down in Brooklyn in Flatbush. And aside from that, we're going to talk about an event that's taking place this weekend, a film, B.A. Speaks, Revolution Nothing Less. And that's going to be happening this weekend in New York, in Harlem, at the Magic Johnson Theater this Saturday. Brother Carl Dix, good evening.
Good evening, Basir.
It's good to have you here. We've been talking about you coming into the studio, and, well, here you are.
Yeah, I got to come into the new studio.
Yes, indeed.
First time.
Hey, and we're here in Harlem, so I think that counts for something, as opposed to where we were down in the belly of the beast at 120 Wall Street.
Yeah.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I know that the journey in regards to you coming to your specific practices and beliefs has been a long journey. How do you arrive here as an activist, as a revolutionary? Just how did that happen?
Well, how it happened, just to give you the short story, because the long story would go beyond your show here.
I'm sure.
Is looking at what's really going on, not putting blinders on, and trying to figure out why that's happening and what we can do about it. And that started in the 1960s with what was happening to black people. For me personally, it escalated when I got drafted into the Army, which I knew was about going to Vietnam. And I had to confront, am I going to go fight for this country and what it talks about spreading freedom while there was no freedom here? I refused to go to Vietnam, but beyond refusing to go to Vietnam, and this was in the military, so I ended up in Leavenworth Military Penitentiary, I was like, why is this happening? And that's what brought me to revolution and to communism, and that was like decades ago. What has kept me on that path is seeing that the problems that I was brought along and motivated to begin resisting and becoming a revolutionary have not gone away. So we still need to take on and fight those problems, but also because I could see a way out. And on that tip, this film that we're going to show this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Magic Johnson Theater, B.A. Speaks, Revolution Nothing Less, is all about that way out. People who come to this film are going to meet Bob Avakian, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, and him speaking about not just how bad it is, but like, why is it that we face horror after horror after horror? Why is it that people in Brooklyn right now have to stand up and say no more to the police murder of Brother Kamani Gray in the same general area where the police shot Sister Chantel Davis a few months back, claiming she was stealing a car? Now, this time the story was the brother pointed a gun. Folks in the area say that didn't go down, but they're saying no more to this. Stop shooting us. And he's going to get into why these horrors happen again and again, how it's rooted in the nature of the system and what can and must be done about it. Mm-hmm. Revolution, nothing less.
So you're saying that to issues like we see in regards to police brutality, mm-hmm. which has been an ongoing issue from the actual founding of the police department. When the police department in New York City was founded back in about 1846, interestingly enough, that's when the brutality began.
Yes.
The interesting thing, of course, is that the victims very often were different than the victims that we see in 2013. But you're saying that there needs to be a systemic response.
Yes.
What do you see as that kind of systemic response?
That systemic response is what revolution comes down to. It's not a question of getting a few people into positions of power and hoping that they'll take care of it. You know, like, I've been dealing with stop and frisk, but I'm not involved in the mayoral campaign, getting behind this dude or that dude, because a new mayor brought in stop and frisk as a reform from the street crimes unit. In other words, another way to criminalize our youth, to beat them down and suppress them. And that's not gonna, that's certainly not gonna solve it, but getting a new mayor isn't gonna solve it either, because it might be same old oppression, different name, different policy. What we need is to get at the system behind it. And in fact, in the appropriate conditions, you can't do this right now, but as things qualitatively change through the way that this capitalist system works and many more people begin to see that it doesn't work in their interest, a revolutionary people numbering in the millions would have a real shot at making revolution, breaking up the institutions of suppression and exploitation of this system and replacing them with new institutions reflecting economic relations, not of exploitation of the many by the few, but of collective ownership and collective running of producing what people in society needs, different social relations, the ending of whites lording it over black people and other oppressed nationalities, men suppressing women, all of that. And that's going to be gotten into very thoroughly in this movie. He's going to go from A, doggone near, to Z, in terms of what a revolution would look like, what kind of world could it bring into being, and what's the strategy for making that kind of revolution? How could it be brought about in a country like this?
Now that raises an interesting question, because it appears that the left and the organizational left in the United States hasn't done well over the last 25 or 30 years. I mean, we remember organizations like the Communist Party, USA. We remember organizations like SWP, Socialist Workers Party. All had newspapers, all had cadre who were around, and then all of a sudden, poof, they're gone. What does that say about this country? I mean, in the meantime, we can go to a country like South Africa under apartheid, where there was a Communist Party that had a modicum of respect. What's wrong with the United States?
Well, the United States is an imperialist superpower oppressing and exploiting most of the world, and that affects the social conditions here. That's part of what you're dealing with. The other part of it is developing and continuing to advance the understanding of revolution, how we deal with these contradictions. Because if people don't see a way out, even if they see the problems, they end up settling down to another way to deal with the problems, working within the overall setup, even if they know it's oppressive. That's the importance of the work that Bob Avakian has done to advance the understanding of revolution and communism, the new synthesis, as he puts it, that he has developed, that further points to how we could get out of this mess by looking at previous experience of people doing that. The revolutions in the Soviet Union and China. He looks at what they accomplished, but the other thing he does is he pretty much looks at where they fell short, where they made errors. I'm not going to use any of your seven words. I was about to use number three. You know, the words that we can't use. But where they messed up, where they didn't do it right, and on the basis of that, figuring out how it could be done better so that the next time power's in the hands of the people, we could go farther and do much better. And that's also going to be on display. You know, you're going to meet a guy in this film. No one has more contempt for the powers that be and the order that they enforce than Bob Avakian. But also at the same time, nobody has more scientific confidence in the ability of the masses of people to shake off everything that's put down on them and actually be a part of emancipating all of humanity and taking up this approach of revolution, nothing less.
Very often in regards to many organizations, and not only, let us say, left organizations, but progressive organizations and even reactionary organizations, too often they become too kind of rooted in a single leader. You know, the idea of whether it's going to be charismatic leadership, whether it's going to be individual leadership. And many people think that the road to actually go in regards to organizational development is the idea of collective leadership. You know, the idea that it's not a person, because too often, as we have seen historically, you eliminate the person and you eliminate the movement.
Okay, well, that's a good question to go at. the way we approach this is, what's the content of the leadership? The Revolutionary Communist Party actually has a collective leadership, and it works to advance the movement for revolution that we're building. At the same time, we recognize that Bob Avakian is the one who saw the way through. You know, when the revolution in China got overthrown in the 60s, it disoriented the revolutionary movement internationally. Avakian was the one to say, okay, all right, here's how to look at that. Okay, no, it doesn't mean that revolution and communism has failed, because there was a setback in the country that had gone the farthest. But then he went beyond that to say, now, here is what they did right, and here's why we got to stand with it. But also, we got to look at where they messed up. We can't just circle the wagons around our revolutionary experience or the revolutionary experience of our cause and defend all of it. We have to actually take it apart and see where it fell short. And on that basis, we can develop the way to go forward, as opposed to just circling up the wagons around what had already been done. So within that, we recognize that there is a leader who has advanced the way. And what we say to people is, check out the content of the work that he's done, because then we're ready to talk about it. If you say, well, this looks okay, but this part over here looks wrong, then we can talk about this part over here. You know, and that's what we want to do now. We also want to bring into being a society where that process continues, because one of the things that Avakian has identified in his approach to revolution and communism is that you not only have to allow dissent in a revolutionary society, you have to encourage it, because you need it. You need the people who aren't with you to tell you where they think you're messing up. And that's the way that you can find out about shortcomings and errors. And they may be mostly wrong, but they might have a point, and you got to know that point. And the folks who are with you might not be so eager to tell you what your shortcomings are. So that's the kind of approach that we have to take to the revolutionary movement today. And it's also the approach that we have to take when revolution has happened, whenever it happens in this country or other countries like this. But a continuation of that wrangling, contending spirit, where you welcome people questioning what's going on, because it's through answering those questions that you can figure out what's right and what's wrong in terms of how to go about making revolution. And all of that is going to be on display in this film. And I really encourage people to come. Not just because those of you who feel like you agree with it, you definitely need to come. But if you got some questions about it, come and check out what gets laid out on those questions. If you think that it isn't possible to make revolution because they're too powerful, the people are too messed up, the revolutionary forces are too small, come out and check out the strategy that he lays out. And does it point the way to how you can go from the way that people are to the way that they need to be? Because, yes, it's going to be these youth out here that a lot of people say ain't into nothing. We're going to spearhead this revolution, because you don't make a revolution with old people. It's going to be young people. And he's going to talk about how those youth could be transformed. And we're seeing some of that in Brooklyn, because the young folks are out there who maybe last week weren't into nothing, are like standing up and saying, no, no more of this. And an interesting thing about it is it's the young women who are numerically mostly who's out there in Brooklyn. There's brothers out there with them, you know, not just old brothers like me. There's younger brothers out there with them. But it is the young women who are in the forefront of this. And what that needs, that spirit of saying, we're not going to take this no more, that the days when these cops and these enforcers can come in here and do what they want, and we're not mobilized and inspired to stand up and resist it and to build up the strength to end it once and for all, those days can be gone, and they must be gone. And people need to stand with these rebels, young and old, in Brooklyn, and not go for the okey-doke of, oh, well, they're getting rowdy, they're getting violent, et cetera, because the real violence in Brooklyn are the cops who shot Brother Kiki, Kamani Gray. And we got to be clear on that and stand on that. But also, I want to connect to it this sense of, how long are we going to have to deal with this? Because I was out there when the 1 year after Trayvon Martin's murder by the vigilante down in Florida. And I'm talking to people, and I'm realizing, and I'm telling them, I was around when Emmett Till was lynched. And here we are 50 years later, just about 49, and I'm dealing with the same thing. I do not want your generation, because it was mostly young people, I don't want your generation to come back here decades later to talk about the latest outrage. We need a revolutionary approach. We need revolution, nothing less, to get rid of this so that your generation isn't dealing with the same horrors that we dealt with.
You've been directly involved in the stop and frisk movement, and I would say the general movement to stop mass incarceration. How do you see these two movements, which seem to be gaining some momentum? There seems to be almost a, let us say, almost a critical mass developing around these two related issues.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, these are very important steps that were taken. In looking at this, we actually held a meeting back in July of about 11, 12 people. And we talked about how do we look at this mass incarceration? How serious is it? 2.4 million people in jail. What leads up to that in terms of racial profiling? The torturous conditions in prison. We looked at all of that and we said this is like a slow genocide. It could become a fast one, and it has to be stopped, and somebody needs to step up and stop it. And that's where all of this came from, that small meeting of like 11, 12 people. We decided target stop and frisk first because that's a more vulnerable point, but then we have to be able to transit over to mass incarceration, police brutality, and all the rest. And I was coming at that as part of this revolution, nothing less. The people need to stand up. If they don't stand up, we'll be beaten down and can't do anything about what the system does to us. But the solution to this is building a movement for revolution. And that's what we've been trying to do through this. I do think we're gaining momentum. I don't think it's at a critical mass yet. And the way in which this fits in to a movement for revolution is a very important point. You know, we've been taking this out to the brothers and sisters in Brooklyn, speaking to and standing with them in their resistance and defending them against attacks, but also posing to them how long. How long we gonna have to deal with this? And it's got to be revolution, nothing less. And taking to them the film that's going to be happening this Saturday up at the Magic Johnson Theater.
All right, and let's end with that in terms of talking about the film. Where...
Yes.
When, how can people get further information about it in case they want to see what the future may in fact hold?
Well, the point is this Saturday, March 16th, 1 o'clock, Magic Johnson Theaters, 124th and Fred Douglas, and you really need to be there. You're going to be taken on a six-hour journey because, like I said, he's going to go from A to doggone near Z, so it's going to take a while to do that. We also are including a nutritious meal in the intermission because people are going to need that nutrition to go along with that intellectual stimulation that they get. And get your tickets. Get them. You can get them online. You can also... No prices.
Okay.
I don't... Dealing in prices. But you can go to the Harlem Music Shack, Fred Douglas Boulevard, between 126th and 127th, and they can talk with you about that.
By the Sekulu.
Yes, you can deal with it there. You can also... Check out Revolution Books. The phone number for Revolution Books is area code 212-691-3345. That's 212-691-3345. And you can go online and find out about this by going to the website www.revcom.us, and there will come up a box about the film. You can click on that, find all the details for New York if you're traveling. It's premiering also in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco the same weekend, and later weekends in Atlanta, Houston, and a bunch of other places. But you can find all that out on RevCom and also see what people are saying about this, because a number of people have written testimonials ranging from high school students who are just encountering this to Iranian revolutionaries who've been working at this for decades. A couple ministers have written testimonials, some professors. So check it out. Saturday, March 16th, 1 o'clock, Harlem at the Magic Johnson Theater, 124th and Fred Douglas. BA Speaks, Revolution, Nothing Less. Get with it.
Hey, Carl. Thank you for coming in. This is going to be the first of what I would hope to be is several conversations that we will have on WBAI, because it's important that we look at, you know, possibilities in terms of strategies and tactics as we as people attempt to try to move forward and make some progress in this particular time.
Oh, definitely. So we'll be back and we'll talk more.
Okay.
In the studio and outside the studio.
All right. In the streets, because I see you in the streets sometimes, don't I, Carl?
And you also saw me in that jazz club.
That's right. Okay, Carl Dix from the Revolutionary Communist Party. This is Basir M. Chawi signing off. Education at the Crossroads.